Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomisch, and today we're joined with the program coordinator with the Iowa State Extension Office here in Marshall County, Chelsea Llewellyn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's kind of chilly out for me, but doing okay.
Yeah, well, it's only going to get warmer from here as summer starts to approach. And, you know, I think isn't chili kind of good here in the spring? As long as it's not frost on the ground, it's good for the gardeners a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. We probably can expand our time planting some of those cooler crops like the peas need cooler temperatures, the cabbage, the broccoli, and that kind of stuff. So it's probably helping a little bit. I mean, I don't like it to be 90 degrees already by now, so that's good. We're not frying our plants, which is good.
Yeah, and snap peas are so good. Yes. Big fan of those. Yes. Let's talk about Master Gardeners. You guys had your plant sale here recently. How did things go?
It went so well. In the first half an hour, I thought for sure a whole hour had passed because I had been so busy going here and there and so many people and plants had gone out the door, where Master Gardener looked at me. She's like, Chelsea, it's only been 30 minutes. And I was like, what? But we did really well. We raised well over $1,000, which was good. Last year, we didn't quite hit that $1,000 mark, so we needed to have a plant sale in the fall. So I'd heard mumblings of Master Gardener saying, oh, this went so well, I don't think we need a fall sale. And I was like, good, because I can be a little bit more restful in the fall without having to plant another one. So it went very good. A lot of the community members showed up, gave good donations, because we just do a free will donation for that sale. It's a lot easier than tracking what size of pots or what price, or this is a more valued hosta over this one. So we just do a free will donation and went really well, and we'll look forward to coming back next year. And I really should count how many years we've been doing it. The newspaper had asked me and I was like, 7? I don't know. I should probably try to figure that out because it's been a lot of years.
Yeah, and I will say my mom was very happy with the plant that I picked up for
with
her.
With your Lily of the Valley.
Yes, for Mother's Day. Thank you. I totally remembered what it was.
Yeah, I know you did.
So I did see, though, Chelsea, speaking of plants and plant sales, you guys aren't selling plants all the time, and when you got plants outside the door, that doesn't mean they're free for other people. You had somebody swipe some tomatoes and peppers from you recently.
Yeah, we did. It's time to get all of our school gardens planted. So we had pre-counted all of everyone's got all their seeds in the ground for the most part, minus like the melons and stuff. So it's time to get the peppers and the tomatoes in. So I had everything pre-marked outside of our office and flats with Lenahan and St. Francis and the extension office and everybody's schools labeled on the flats. And somehow the plants were not there yesterday morning when I showed up. So, and I know after the plant sale, sometimes we leave plants for people to come by and leave a donation for. So I don't know if someone thought that was left over from that. I don't know, but the plants weren't there. So we, very gratefully get a donation from the West Marshall FFA chapter when their greenhouse plant sale is done. So we got all the tomatoes that we needed, and the community members have been asking how they can help. So people are itching at trying to buy what I need to fill for the rest of the stuff. But yeah, some plants wandered away. I've been doing this job for over 10 years, but 9 years with the gardens, and I have never had that happen before, and I'm very grateful, but it happened this time.
The first thing I thought of, though, when I saw that had happened to you guys is those tomatoes, those peppers, a lot of time end up back into those food pantries. Yep. So if people would have just been patient, you could have gotten them for free and nobody would have been mad about it.
Yeah, sometimes we have too many plants and we'll put the excess plants underneath our little free pantry. If we've got extra plants, we try to give them away. But then, yeah, I mean, the reason we do this is to get the pounds in the produce and we inside the pantries and give back. So those plants would have made so many pounds of produce to give back to the community. But we'll just have to simply pitch and go get more plants and it'll be okay. We'll move on. But it was a little sad. My gardener heart broke a little bit when I saw they weren't there anymore.
Yeah, well, my community heart broke a little bit too, because you don't want to see that in your community.
No.
The money that you raised from the plant sale, that over $1,000, does that go back to the Master Gardeners program? Would that go to like maybe cover getting some of these plants back?
My Master Gardeners, when they fundraise, it goes to their like club per se money, and that goes to like, we're going to have a bus trip to go to the Decorah to see the Seed Savers. So that covers like their educational tours. One of my Master Gardeners need things for projects like their community gardens or to put flowers downtown if they want to donate, or like community projects like that. So yeah, when we fundraise, it goes to things like that. I have a community garden donation line item too, because I have businesses that donate to us, but sometimes that's where that money comes out of is their fundraised money. So
do you guys ever go down to Tulip Time in Pella?
We have not. Oh,
If you're going up next to Decorah year. For something, I'm just like, I feel like yeah. Pella's right there, too.
I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, I want to come along if you're going to go okay. down because that's guest. Always a good time. joined today with Program Coordinator for the Marshall County Iowa State Extension Office, Chelsea Llewellyn. Coming up is the Central Iowa Fair. I think at the beginning of this month, wasn't it like animals needed to be mm-hmm. tagged and things like that? Are there any other dates out there that people need to be aware of for the Central Iowa Fair?
Yeah, we just finished animal ID deadline in 4-H online. We're almost all the animals have to ID. Like, we don't ID our rabbits on time because they're kind of young yet. But we had 293 animals entered. We'll expect more just because not all of our rabbits are entered yet. But the next deadline coming up is our fair entry deadline from June 1st to June 15th. So parents will be entering their kids in their actual individual classes for the animals, and then for a static, which is the non-livestock indoor projects as well. So that's the deadline coming up from that. June 1st or June 15th, we use fairentry.com. It connects to 4-H online, and it tells me what people are going to bring to the fair.
Okay. Yeah. And then the Central Iowa Fair is coming up. What dates again in July?
Yeah, we do our static judging on July 7th, which is a Tuesday, but fairs open up to the public from Wednesday, July 8th through Saturday, July 11th.
Okay. And then those livestock and static exhibits, how are they judged, or what do they need to do to then go to the state fair?
Oh, yes, that's a great question. Someone in the office that's newer to the fair side asked me that question. So static, when we judge, fifth grade and up are eligible to go to state fair. So when the judges are judging their projects, they have goals set in mind, and they've got certain things they have to, the kids have to hit to be able to be considered for state fair. We put all the considered for state fair up on like a I shouldn't say a pedestal, but a table, then to be reviewed, and the judges go through all of their considered for states, and they select their state fairs. We can send like 22-ish projects to state fair. We get every county has different quotas based on the numbers from the previous year enrolled in 4-H online. And then livestock's totally different. We don't send animals on a state fair. They pick themselves. So the kids self-nominate their animals, and that deadline is July 1st. They have to enter their state fair animals into the state fair entry. But they know now. I mean, when they have to ID their animals in 4-H online for county fair before they can do it for state fair. So I already have all those animals in, but obviously not everyone goes to the state fair. It's just a select few kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the Iowa State Fair is coming up August 13th yeah. through the 23rd as well. So we got our Central Iowa Fair beginning mm-hmm. of July, Iowa State Fair there beginning of August, all before school starts then yep. later in the month. Let's not jump ahead to school. Let's think about the summer here.
Yeah.
Some summer programs that you guys are offering. If I remember correctly, it's kind of an outer space theme. You're going to be out of the world.
Some of them, yep. Yeah, so if you ever want to look at our events, we try to highlight them on Facebook pretty regularly, but you can go to our website at iastate.edu/Marshall/summer-programs, or just go to our website and then hit the tabs and hit summer programs. It's easier that way probably, but we've got a lot of events. Everything's open up for the public for our summer events. The very popular summer STEM school, the camps that we have at the schools are Lego themed this year. So numbers are increasing daily for that camp.
I think you said I'm too old to sign up.
Yeah,
so.
You could be volunteer, but you're too old.
Okay.
So we have week-long camps at the schools. Those dates are all listed on our website. It's at every of the public elementary schools, plus St. Francis is holding one as well. But then we also have two-day Lego camps as well, one for K through third grade, and then one for fourth through sixth grade. The fourth through sixth grade is July 17th. And the K through third grade is July 15th. And I believe the K through third is like two people away from being capped out already. It's crazy.
Yeah, so
kids love Lego.
Adults love Lego, yes. too, if I could say myself. But you're just telling people, get online yes. and get registered now if mm-hmm. you think your kid would be
yeah,
interested
so,
in it.
Yeah, so when you find the summer programs website, or like I said, we try to post the link on Facebook as well, there's a click here to register button. It'll take you to like a Jot form kind of a thing. You'll fill out all the information, select any camps that you want your kiddo to attend. But yeah, if you're thinking about Lego camps, especially for the day camps, do it now because they're about capped out. And to be honest, the ones at the school are kind of getting to they're not capped out yet, but they'll be getting pretty close. Other than that, we have, like you said, a couple astro kind of camp space themes. We have Mission Moon, which is going to be really fun. We'll have a space consortium here at the fairgrounds. And this is a joint effort between us, Tama, and Grundy on June 29th. That's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that. That's 4th through 8th grade. And then the other space-related camp is called Astro Camp on August 6th. And that one is 4th through 8th grade. And that one's going to be held at our office. Otherwise, the other camps that we have on their own and okay is going to be June 24th for 4th through 6th graders. And that one is going to get your kids ready to stay at home by themselves. We'll teach them how to cook some light meals, some light snacks, to be self-sufficient at home, what to do for emergencies. They'll build like a contact list of the special numbers they should have, like your parents' numbers, grandparents, emergency contacts, 911, that kind of stuff. So we'll get, that's a good, like it's like a 6-hour day camp, I think, just ready to stay at home during the summer.
Yeah, and Police Chief Jones just talked with Kyle about this earlier this week, about when it's appropriate for kids to stay home alone.
Yeah.
And his whole thing was if they're mature enough and if they're ready to handle an emergency. So this class could be, if you're on the fence, could be perfect
this
for a kid to really kind of build up those
skills. I think it would either help that child understand, yep, I'm good to stay home, or I might need a little bit more time. But then the last camp that I'll highlight will be Ag Adventure from it's coming up on June 8th actually, and that one is for 4th through 8th grade as well, and it'll be like kind of like agronomy based camp. I'm going to bring my agronomist in, and a specialist from campus is going to come lead that camp, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. iastate.edu/Marshall, that's the best place for people to go.
Yep, it is.
All right. Well, Chelsea, I appreciate you stopping by and always keeping us informed about all the fun things happening with the Iowa State Extension Office.
Thanks for having me. Yes.